93 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So, 9 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, if you just turned on your radios, welcome into it. Nice having you with us. We move along now to our next feature. Now, when that news came through yesterday morning, you know, in terms of this particular person of interest, in the case of, you know, 8-year-old Tasne van Wyk, of course, you know, we had gone through to the various CPFs as well as, you know, the police as well as the missing persons unit, you know, trying to confirm something or the other. So when it came to light that indeed this man was arrested, we had shared it into social media. And of course, you know, the comments that had flooded through on our Facebook page, especially, you know, it was quite interesting in terms of, you know, many people saying, you know, they are relieved in terms of good, you know, he has been captured, if you will, arrested, but more importantly, where is this little girl? What's become of her? And you know, the community is quite concerned about her as well. So finally, a breakthrough in the case of this missing 8-year-old girl, and Ravensmead SAPS have confirmed the arrest of Moidin Pangaka, the suspect who is wanted in connection with her kidnapping in Elsie's River last Friday. So the 54-year-old was basically, according to, you know, passers-by and witnesses, he was the last person seen with the little girl. Apparently, they were spotted in a taxi en route to Paro last week, Friday, so two Fridays ago. And according to the reports, Pangaka was arrested in a joint operation out in Craddock in the Eastern Cape. Now, Tasne's whereabouts, like we've mentioned and you've seen via the various media reports, is still unknown. But we were going to be getting comments from the Ravensmead CPF. You recall we spoke to Zelda last week. Of course, Zelda is online joining us this morning for comment. Zelda, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Morning, Jamila. I'm very welcome to have me.
Now, of course, you know, in light of the news and the breakthrough that has come through with regards to the person of interest that has been arrested, of course, firstly, how does the Ravensmead CPF view this?
You know, we are glad that they make some progress into this case, and this is a huge breakthrough that they made. So we are grateful for that. We are anxious now. We are waiting the him to be interrogated and the outcome of whatever interrogation they're doing with him. We are hoping that he would lead us, arrest of him would lead us to finding the child.
Just in terms of the particulars with regards to the arrest, you know, we understand that he was arrested in Craddock. Do we understand, you know, what took him to Craddock and what were the particulars, you know, of that joint operation in terms of his arrest?
You know, the police wouldn't speak. I've spoken to the colonel of the Ravensmead Police, and they wouldn't divulge any other information to the CPS other than that they have arrested him, and yes, they have arrested him in Craddock. I have, however, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention it because I've heard this from a journalist who has a contact out in Craddock, so I don't know if I should mention what I've heard from her.
Perhaps there's an unconfirmed report, if you will, since it was shared with you.
Maybe I can do it. So she was telling me yesterday that she has a contact out there in the police, and she spoke with him after she heard the news. And then he said to her that the suspect was arrested there, yes, but he wasn't arrested on the search for Tasne. He was arrested apparently on the breaking of his parole.
Ah, okay.
So, yes, yeah, so they were the a warrant of arrest out to him because of he broke his parole conditions, and that is how they arrested him for. But now the thing is they now do have him, so now they will question him on the Tasne missing case also.
We also understand that he will be appearing in a Craddock court. Do we know when?
She told me that he would be appearing, that he was going to be transported to Worcester because that is where he was doing his sentence. So she told me that he told us, her contact told her that he would be appearing in Worcester on Thursday, which is tomorrow. So I'm not sure about his appearance in Craddock.
Okay.
I've tried to make contact with the investigating officer, but I could not get hold of him.
Okay. And then with regards to, you know, on the ground here in Cape Town, you know, are communities still on the lookout for Tasnay in terms of the search parties?
You know, that we now really don't know what to do. Yesterday, there weren't people out after they heard the news, because we're now not sure which way. You see, we were all time looking here in Cape Town, and we were sure that he was around in peril.
Mm.
And look where they found him. So now, yesterday, there was nobody out after the news broke that he was arrested. But people are still, they've said they were going to come together today, because tonight we're having a prayer service there at the house of the parents.
Mm.
And then we will talk, and we'll decide from there how are we going to direct the search now.
Mm. Speaking about the parents, I mean, we saw a video clip during the rounds yesterday, of course, them expressing and pleading, you know, for information with regards to Tasnay that this man doesn't want to let on to. You know, have you been able to speak to them since yesterday? What has, you know, what has it been like for them?
Oh, you know, I think their trauma has just increased. They are now even more anxious, because they have thought if the guy gets arrested, then they would immediately know. They didn't preempt that they were not going to get the information on the child as soon as he was arrested. So this added to their trauma, because they're still waiting. They are really anxious. You know, the mother, she was even, she had some stomach aches yesterday.
Mm.
And she had to go to the bathroom frequently. And I asked her, what is wrong? And she said she doesn't know. But her stomach, if there's like this knot on her stomach the whole day, ever since she heard that this guy was arrested. So I'm thinking, it's also because I told her, I think she's more stressed now. And she said yes. And then she told me she thought his arrest would immediately tell them what was going on with the whereabouts of the child.
Mm.
Well, yes, I've arranged counselling for them, so they think somebody this afternoon.
Right.
That would just help
them
to talk.
Hopefully, yeah. We also saw reports via the Daily Voice that, relatives of Pangaka had actually contacted him over the weekend, and he did answer, and he did say that, you know, how many times should he tell everyone that he doesn't know where the child is?
You know, I'm saying, to me, that is just one of the many stories that we've heard. Mm. I know about that phone call. I was there in Elvis River. I don't know if it was a phone call even. I just know that his sister was taken in for questioning after she apparently alerted the police. I don't know. You know, we've been hearing stories ever since this child and the man disappeared. And all, everything that we've heard led us to nothing. So I don't know. I feel he's at the right place. The police must interrogate him thoroughly, and he must talk. They must do whatever they must do to get him to speak. Because these stories of people, and even their relatives, the whole time they did not know his whereabouts. They couldn't assist with nothing. On Saturday, there's this phone story. So the detective was there, but also about that. You know, the police, and I understand, they cannot tell everything that they know.
Mm.
So I don't know what the outcome of this phone call was.
You know, a comment that we happened to see from the parents via the video yesterday was that the police haven't been very forthcoming in terms of their coming to the parents to ask them for information, and then they are working off those leads. Is there any truth to that? You know, how has the police been handling this case?
You know, the investigating officer, I saw him there often.
Mm.
But the parents also said to me that they come there and they ask them.
Yeah.
Then they hear anything. Is there nothing that they can tell? I don't know if it's just part of the way they do, police do they offer their investigations. I would think they would investigate the parents also for some information, but I don't know. I don't want to really negatively comment on that. I'm saying to myself, and I tell them, maybe it's just part of the way that police operate.
Okay. And Zelda, any final comment from yourself this morning?
I want to just reiterate that I am grateful that they assigned this guy, and that I'm just hoping that this guy would talk, and that he would talk soon, so that we can know where Tasnay is. And then there's also again appeal to the community and everyone who's listening and who has something to say about this case, to not to refrain actually from speculating about the whereabouts of the child, As with the suspect, we did not know. We didn't even expect to find him outside of the province. So let us now not speculate and say what we think where the child is and tell it around as its truth.
Indeed. Well, Zelda, thanks so much for sharing with us this morning. And as the story develops, we certainly will be keeping tabs and chatting to you again. But good luck to yourself and thanks for joining us this morning. All of the best.
Thank you.
Thanks. And that was Zelda Trantal, Ravensmead CPF member, speaking to us.